The second of Vasa Paragyur Mishnah Head, Misha Para Miksas Chob. A lova that repaid partially a loan, the Hishlish Estar. And after the partial repayment, the star that the Mava was holding was given to a third party. As instead of writing up a receipt for the lova, they trusted the third party that he would ensure that the lova would repay the balance of the loan and that the Mava would not collect the full amount of the loan. The Amarlo. And the lova told the shlish in front of the Mava, Im lo nasati lecha mikan v'ad yom ploni, ten lo star. If I do not repay the balance of the loan within a certain amount of time, then the star should be given back to the Malva to allow him to collect the full amount of the loan. He gives man v'lo nasa. The amount of time that was given for the lova to repay the balance of the loan expired, and the lova had not repaid it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitain. Rabbi Yossi said the shlish should follow the instructions of the lova and return the star to the Malva to allow the Malva to recollect the full amount of the loan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yitain. Rabbi Yehuda says the shlish should not follow what the lova told him. He should not give the star back to the Malva. The lova still only has to repay the balance of the loan. The reason being that this is an asmachta, and Rabbi Yehuda holds asmachta lo kanya. That was the lova promise, that if he does not repay the balance of the loan within a certain amount of time, that he would then repay the whole loan. This is called an asmachta. An asmachta is anytime somebody makes a promise that he will give something to somebody else if he does not fulfill a certain condition. And the person at the time he made the promise was confident he would be able to fulfill the condition, so therefore he did not make the promise belayv shalim. He never felt that he would have to fulfill this promise, even if it turns out that he was not able to be mekayim the tnai that he made. Even so, he does not have to fulfill his promise, and this is an asmachta, and Rabbi Yehuda holds asmachta lo kanya. Somebody who had a star chov that stated that somebody else owed him money, and the star chov was erased. It was erased, but onus, he did not erase it intentionally. He should get Adam to testify as to the contents of the star. He should bring the Adam to Bezdin. But Osin Lokian, Bezdin will affirm the contents of the star. And Bezdin will write, Ish ploni ben ploni, such and such a person, nimchak staro b'yom ploni. His star was erased on such and such a date, uploni uploni eda, and so and so were the eda, and he will now be able to collect the loan with this document that Bezdin is giving him. Misha para miksas chov, a lova that repaid a loan partially. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda said we should exchange staros. The Malva should rip up the old star, and he should write a new star for the amount of the balance of the chov. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yichto Shober. Rabbi Yossi said we should not rip up the star. Instead, the Shober should be written and be below. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, if we write up a shober for the lova, it will out that the lova has to guard his shober from us. And maybe the mice will chew up the shober. Or maybe something else will happen to the shober. And then the mava will recollect the full amount of the loan. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, kach yapalo velo yura kocho shober. Rabbi Yossi said, this is better. It is better that we should write a shober for the lova as opposed to ripping up the star and compromising the position of the mava. As if the lova has a shover, and he is afraid that something will happen to the shover, and the mava will recollect the whole loan, so the lova will be very quick to repay that balance of the loan. But if we write up a new star for the mava, this will compromise the position of the mava. As now, if the lova does not repay the balance of the loan, and the mava wants to collect the loan from the property that the lova sold, he will now only be able to collect from the property that the lova sold after the date of the new star. But if the Malva holds on to the old star, he will be able to collect from the property of the lova that was sold from the date of the old star.